Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Realside Radio, hour number three, means we are opening the phone lines if you want to have a discussion. But first, before I get into any of that and what it is that you would like to discuss, I'd like to ask you a question. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you confident? Are you stressed? Are you depressed? How's your business doing? Or your employer? How's the company you're working for doing? What's your outlook right now for the rest of this year and 2024? And the reason I'm asking you this is because in my day job, I am a business restructuring consultant. This is what I do for a living. And I work with small to medium-sized businesses all across the country. SMBs, let's call them. Small, medium-sized business. And thanks to Joe, he sent me this article that I'm reading, and it will open up some other points that I want to get to on all of this in regards to the fact that small businesses are not doing well right now. According to Alignable, they did a poll of 4,898 small business owners from August the 5th through yesterday, August the 30th, plus 35,000 plus from past surveys, found that small business owners, there is a 10% increase, the biggest surge in 2023 of revenue lost just in this last month. More small and medium businesses are making half or less of what they earned pre-COVID. According to Alignable's August revenue and rent report, 50% of small business owners are only making half or less of the income they earned monthly prior to the pandemic. This represents the most significant surge in revenue problems witnessed all year, up 10 percentage points from 40% of SMBs in July. And the issues are even more daunting for new businesses, as 53% of SMBs founded after March of 2020 are only earning half or less of what they generated a year ago. Sectors we're talking about here, gym and fitness centers, are down 64%. Beauty salons, 58%. Real estate, 55%. Retail, 50%, and restaurants, 49%, are all especially affected. Illinois stands as the hardest hit state, with a startling 61% of local businesses earning half or less of their monthly pre-COVID revenues. That surged 24 percentage points from July. What is going on in Illinois? But other states with high percentage of SMBs struggling to generate revenues are really all across the map, including Massachusetts, New York, California, Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Maryland, Virginia, Florida, Colorado, and more. Given the revenue challenges, along with the effects of cumulative inflation, high interest rates, rent spikes, and more, 39% of all SMBs were unable to pay their August rent in full and on time. Let me repeat that number here, folks. 39% of all small and medium businesses were unable to pay their rent in August on time. That's up 2 points from July. So something is happening here, folks. And after the break, I'm going to get into what is happening. I'm going to get a little bit more micro for you based upon my own research, because this surge in revenue loss with small businesses is a little bit of a canary in the coal mine. What is coming down the pike is truly scary. And if you're not paying attention to this, what is happening in the economy, it might impact you and your family. No, I'm not selling gold. But if you'd like to discuss this, give us a phone call this hour at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, I want to talk about, from again, what is happening. You know, Joe Biden expressed confidence in the stability of the economy. Bidenomics have been selling. He's represented and expressed confidence in the stability of the banking system. I'm telling you guys right now that developments are moving fast and furious, and we are in for a very, very tough end of year and beginning of 2024. Is it impacting you? Are you seeing this in your own work environment? Do you own a company or working for a company where you're seeing sales drop? I know some companies are doing well now. Of course, when you're talking about the economy, every single company is different. So I'd love to hear from folks that are experiencing good or bad things. But after the break, what is going on in the banking industry? And how is that going to impact you, no matter how you're doing in your business? Because it will. And this is something that I'm telling you right now is, you know how you see a hurricane coming 3, 4, or 5 days out, and they say, well, it's a tropical storm right now, but it can go to Category 3, Category 4, or even Category 5, and we're predicting it. Well, right now, what I'm telling you is we got a Force 5 hurricane on its way. I'll explain after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina, who will be back tomorrow night. And Realside Radio, again, join us at 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Like flying televisions. Welcome back, Real Side Radio. Welcome back. You know, one of the things that I was talking about before the break is how the economy feels right now for you. I'd love to hear from people that think it's doing well. If you think it's doing well, give us a phone call and tell me why. you go to the front of the line there. But I'm going to tell you from my perspective, working with small business owners every day, multiple conference calls every single day with business owners across the country, whether they are in growth areas like Texas and Florida or they are in dying areas like San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles, that are absolutely getting killed because of crime and homelessness and drug use and, blue city policies. People are having a lot of challenges right now, whether it's inflation or what. But if we go back just a few months, and in fact even just a couple of weeks, President Joe Biden's been expressing confidence in the economy. I mean, that's what they're trying to sell you. You know, inflation isn't bad. The economy's doing really well. Unemployment is low. Sure, there's people that have jobs. Many of them are doing gig jobs. They're doing barista-type jobs. But the high-paying jobs are few and far between these days for a lot of people. And Joe Biden also expressed confidence in the stability of the banking system, And before your eyes glaze over, this doesn't impact me. You know, I've got my money in Wells Fargo, Bank of America, everything is safe. Recent developments warrant a much, much closer look. Moody's, you've heard of Moody's. They're a leading credit rating agency. They downgraded the credit ratings of 10 banks and shifted the outlook to negative for 11 more. Additionally, 6 prominent banks are under review for possible downgrades due to the deterioration of their financial health. This brings the total to 27 banks facing significant challenges. Bank failures have gained momentum. You may have recently heard, or may not, it didn't make a lot of news, Heartland Tri-State Bank was the latest casualty, having been closed by the FDIC. This marks the 5th bank closed this year so far. Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, First Republic Bank, and PacWest Bank have also experienced difficulties. They've been closed down or been bought out by the FDIC. PacWest Bank was acquired due to its insolvency. The Social Science Research Network, this is a think tank group, they put a study together which highlighted a concerning prospect that 186 banks in the United States could face collapse if half of their uninsured depositors withdrew their funds. And among the 10 banks that Moody's downgraded are banks that you've probably heard of some. I've done business with others. Commerce Bank Shares, BOK Financial Corporation, M&T Bank Corporation, and 11 banks including PNC Financial Services, Capital One Financial Corporation, what's on your wallet, and Citizens Financial Group have had their outlook shifted to negative. Folks, these are big banks. And furthermore, 6 major banks, such as U.S. Bancorp and the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, are under scrutiny for possible future downgrades. What is going on here? I mean, Joe Biden said the banks are stable. The Federal Reserve said the banks are fine. They're systemically fine. Then why are all of these banks being downgraded by Moody's? It's because this is indicative of an underlying issue within the banking system that's exacerbated by a staggering $32 trillion in national debt. And the current ambitions by our politicians, as determined by the proposed budgets that we're seeing coming out of this group of quote-unquote leaders out of Washington, would have to raise the country's debt ceiling to $50 trillion over the next decade if they want to continue spending the way that they're spending now. The implications for investors and the financial landscape at large, for businesses small and large, are significant. As we are now just beginning, just now, starting to see the ramifications. Forget for a moment the CPI statistics, the Consumer Pricing Index that measures inflation. Forget for a moment that those CPI statistics are showing inflation slowing down. True inflation remains stubbornly high for real spending. You see it. Consumers are juggling higher food and energy costs. What did you fill your gas tank up for? $5.50 in California? It seems almost everything costs more. Everything. And consumers are cutting back. This is impacting small businesses who are having trouble servicing an ever-increasing cost of debt. And we now see credit card balances at a historic high, over $1 trillion in existing credit card balances. And defaults are increasing. But the biggest issue, and this is something, if you've heard me speak before, I've been speaking about for quite some time, and it's now starting to take effect, and that is commercial real estate. It's casting a massive shadow across the economy, as it's estimated half of all CRE, commercial real estate loans, are to reset over the next 2 years, and most investors or funds are predicting being underwater as occupancy rates are still low, while they're going to have to refinance into higher interest loans. And it will cause the cost of servicing their debt to be almost impossible. Many banks are deeply, deeply worried about the wave of commercial real estate defaults, which has already started. In addition, car loans, student loans, and personal loans are all at historic highs, and many small business owners and individuals are now filing for BK bankruptcies. Considering these developments, questions arise. Are we facing a scenario reminiscent of 2008? What might the banking landscape look like in the coming years? And given the proposed increase in the national debt, how is that going to impact your ability to sustain yourself, no matter how old you are, but especially on a fixed income in retirement? We'll talk some more about this, and if you want to give us a phone call after the break, we'll be taking calls at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. Join us. I'll be right back after the break at Realside Radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Tuesday news update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges in his election interference case in Georgia. He also won't appear for arraignment as scheduled next week.
That's because he has waived his scheduled arraignment that was set for Wednesday morning and waived his right to appear before a judge during that arraignment.
Correspondent Blaine Alexander, Trump and 18 co-defendants face racketeering charges. Also Thursday, the judge in the case agreed to allow cameras in the courtroom for all proceedings going forward, live feeds, which will be streamed on YouTube. Preliminary estimates show Hurricane Idalia may have caused between $12 billion and $20 billion in damage. That's according to Moody's Analytics, which said Thursday the price tag won't be nearly as high as other major hurricanes. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Ian caused more than $110 billion in total damage last year. It was the third costliest U.S. hurricane on record. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
He found a way. He always does find a way. Talking about the economy here for a minute, just real briefly, I just wanted to share with you that the key Fed inflation gauge accelerated for the month of July. It went up 3.3% year over year. So inflation is still going in the wrong direction. Just as a heads up for anybody, this is not your imagination. Things are still expensive and prices are still increasing. On another note, liberals are starting to get a little bit concerned about Joe Biden and his reelection chances. And in a time whereby we have former president in Donald Trump, you have issues in regards to abortion, which many people believe serves the Democrats well. Yes, there is a massive pro-life shift in this country, but I have to say that when we take a look at special elections in Ohio last month, when you see massive numbers of people coming out because anything with the word abortion in it is driving enthusiasm to go and vote, they are going to be using those two tools as a cudgel, okay? A racist, rapist, four-time indicted president, former president, wants to be a president again, and abortion. That's the 2024 election from this campaign from Biden. And liberals are now starting to be concerned. They are starting to openly question whether or not Biden needs to sharpen his reelection pitch. Now, a lot of people on the left, they believe that Biden has done a good job. I know. I know. I get it. But they think the Inflation Reduction Act and Afghanistan and the border and 87,000 IRS agents and everything else that he has done, you know, they refer to the CHIPS Act. We can discuss that and argue that with the economy. But the fact is that the economy is hanging on by fingernail at this point. People are in more debt than they've ever been when it comes to their credit cards. They can't afford to sell the home because they can't afford to buy a home with interest rates. And people are locked in, golden handcuffs, as we call it, whereby you're unable to sell your house because where are you going to move to? You're gonna trade in your 2% mortgage, your 3% mortgage for an 8% mortgage to get less of a house? Nobody wants to do that. And so we are in, we're trapped in an economic malaise, if you will. But Biden and company truly believe that they're doing a really great job. But some liberals are now warning with a growing sense of urgency that Biden really now needs to start doing something to tout his record and not just warn of another Trump presidency, all right? That will keep his left flank energized. It always does. Abortion will keep many people energized. It does on his side. But they're concerned that if Biden fails to more clearly lay out an ambitious liberal agenda for a second term, they say that progressive voters, their base, may stay home. His numbers with the youth are dropping like a rock. Democrats, according to Bernie Sanders, who just met with Joe Biden this week at the White House, Democrats up and down the line are going to have to be much clearer to the American people as to what they stand for. And let me do my best, sir, Bernie Sanders here. And most importantly, which side they're on in the great struggles that we face. Well, that's probably more Richard Nixon. Sorry. Bernie Sanders said in his recent speech that basically Joe Biden needs to start selling the issues that they believe Democrats need to hear to keep them focused. On NBC News' Meet the Press, is that still a show? Is that thing still on? Sanders, a self-described Democrat socialist who sought the presidency in 2020, added that Biden's Finish the Job campaign slogan falls short of an inspiring message. This is incoming fire, folks. Bernie Sanders. He praised Biden's, quote, long series of accomplishments, but said, you cannot simply, as President of the United States, rest on your laurels. What laurels? What laurels? I mean, what? Does anybody else look at what the Democrats are selling in Bidenomics and what they believe they've done for this country and laugh in their face? It's absolute gaslighting what they're doing. Bernie Sanders' sentiment is echoed privately by other liberal lawmakers and voters and is a warning sign for Biden's campaign as it glides towards a general election in which even a sliver of disaffected voters could swing the race by staying home or backing a third-party candidate. That's the truth. I'm reading an MSN article right now, by the way. That's truth. It is such a small, insignificant number of people that could tilt the election one way or another. You've heard me say this many times. Biden, quote-unquote, won the election by less than 40,000 votes across five states. Not combined 40,000 in each state. No, I'm saying across all five states. Combine those five states for less than 40,000 votes. That is, I'm sorry, it's tiny. That is absolutely tiny. That's the size of a very small community, a small town. Biden is being said by folks like Elizabeth Warren and Sanders that he has to navigate a complex relationship with liberals since beginning of his presidential run. The complex relationship is that the liberals in the Democrat Party are so far to the left, your squads, your Elizabeth Warrens, your Sanders of the world, that there is, the reason it's complex is because he understands that he's got a Republican House that he has to answer to, and there needs to be some moderation. Elizabeth Warren says, no one fights harder for working people than President Joe Biden. All right, the man that just literally took the entire month of August off for different vacations. Okay. The president has delivered once in a generation change through his leadership on issues ranging from climate resilience to student debt relief to junk fees. You know, just because you propose something, it doesn't mean that it will be enacted. And just because you propose something that is enacted doesn't mean it's a good thing either. And student debt relief is a disaster. I mean, it got kicked out of the Supreme Court. He's nickeling and diming around the edges for people that have been paying on student loans for 20 years to give them some forgiveness. But that's a tiny, tiny percentage of the overall population. Most people that voted for Joe Biden because they wanted to get free college loans removed, $50,000 in credit card debt, student loan debt, they're going to be disappointed. Are those folks going to be coming out? Or is he going to be using that as a cudgel against the Supreme Court? I don't know. I think there's a lot of young folks that said, look, I voted for this guy, and what he did, the way that he did it, was unconstitutional. He didn't do it the right way. You can't just, that needs to be something, Article 1 of the Constitution. You've got to go to Congress to wipe off tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. I think it was a total of $400 billion. You can't do that. So, yeah, he may be fighting harder, but he's completely ineffectual. The one issue important to many liberals, the Department of Health and Human Services this week recommended that marijuana, which the federal government currently places among the riskiest of drugs, alongside heroin and LSD, be classified as a lower-risk substance. Okay, so he's going to be basically giving you some pot now. All right, that's the way to teach the kids. We'll talk more about this after the break when we get back here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Question for you. Do you believe there's a climate emergency happening? You know, if you turn on the news, every single event, every single cloud, a whiff of a happy cloud that floats above you is climate change. If you listen to the news and their politicians. Yeah, we've had a hurricane on the West Coast, a tropical storm, basically a rainstorm last week. We've had a couple of hurricanes in Florida in the last year. It seems like Florida is getting a lot more hurricanes than they usually get, and they went a decade or so without any major storms. But before that, they were getting storms on a regular basis. It ebbs and it flows. But the interesting thing here is, number one, we all understand the power and the politics behind climate emergency. But an interesting group of 1,600 scientists just declared that there is no climate emergency. These international scientists have jointly signed a declaration dismissing the existence of a climate crisis and insists that carbon dioxide is beneficial to Earth, contrary to the popular alarmist narrative.
The Global Climate Intelligence Group said in its World Climate Declaration, which this just made public this month, says that there is no climate emergency, that climate science should be less political while climate policies should be more scientific. Imagine that. Scientists should openly discuss uncertainties and exaggerations in their predictions of global warming, while politicians should dispassionately count the real costs as well as the imagined benefits of their policy measures. Wow. Who is this group, this Global Climate Intelligence Group? Well, it's a total of 1,609 scientists and professionals from around the world who have signed the declaration, including 321 from the United States. The coalition pointed out that the Earth's climate has varied as long as it has existed, with the planet experiencing several cold and warm phases. The Little Ice Age only ended as recently as 1850. Therefore, the declaration says, it is no surprise that we are now experiencing a period of warming. Warming is happening far slower than predicted by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Climate models have many shortcomings and are not remotely plausible as policy tools. They said that these models exaggerate the effect of greenhouse gases and ignore the fact that enriching the atmosphere with CO2 is beneficial. For instance, even though climate alarmists characterize CO2 as environmentally damaging, the coalition pointed out that the gas is not a pollutant. Carbon dioxide is essential to all life on Earth, and it's favorable for nature. Extra CO2 results in the growth of global plant biomass while also boosting the yields of crops worldwide. The panel also dismissed the narrative of global warming being linked to increased natural disasters like hurricanes, floods, and droughts, stressing there is no statistical evidence to support these claims. They said, there is no climate emergency. Therefore, there is no cause for panic and alarm. We strongly oppose the harmful and unrealistic net zero CO2 policy proposed for 2050. Go for adaptation instead of mitigation. Adaptation works, whatever the causes are. To believe the outcome of a climate model is to believe what the model makers have put in. I've been saying this for years. Garbage in, garbage out. This is precisely the problem of today's climate discussion, to which climate models are central. Climate science has degenerated into a discussion based upon beliefs, not on sound, self-critical science. Should we not free ourselves from the naive belief in immature climate models? Among the panel's signatories are two Nobel laureates, physicist John Francis Clauser from the United States and Ivan Giaver, a Norwegian-American. Mr. Clauser has made a significant addition to climate models to dismiss the narrative of global warming, the visible light reflected by cumulus clouds on which, on average, cover half the Earth. Current climate models vastly underestimate this aspect of cumulus cloud reflection, which plays a key role in regulating the Earth's temperature. And Mr. Clauser previously told President Joe Biden that he disagreed with his climate policies. In May, Mr. Clauser was elected to the board of directors at the CO2 Coalition, a group focusing on the beneficial contributions of carbon dioxide in the environment. He said, "The popular narrative about climate change reflects a dangerous corruption of science that threatens the world's economy and the well-being of billions of people. Misguided climate science has metastasized into massive shock journalistic pseudoscience. Let me reread that. Misguided climate science has metastasized into massive shock journalistic pseudoscience. In turn, the pseudoscience has become a scapegoat for a wide variety of other unrelated ills. It has been promoted and extended by similarly misguided business marketing agents, politicians, journalists, government agencies, and environmentalists. In my opinion, there is no real climate crisis. This group's, they're called Clintel's, declaration against the climate change narrative counters propaganda spread by climate alarmists who have long predicted doomsday scenarios triggered by global warming, none of which have ever come true. False doomsday predictions is a presidential issue. In 1970, some climate scientists predicted the Earth will move into a new ice age by the 21st century. Pollution expert James Lodge predicted that air pollution may obliterate the sun and cause a new ice age in the first third of the new century, according to the Boston Globe. In May of 1982, Mustafa Tolba, the then executive director of the United Nations Environmental Program, said that if the world did not change course, it would face an environmental catastrophe that we will witness devastation as complete, as irreversible as any nuclear holocaust by 2000. And in 2008, James Hansen, director of NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Sciences, said that within 5 to 10 years, the Arctic will have no ice left in the summer. That was 2008. As climate alarmists continue to spread propaganda about global warming, the topic has become an issue in the 2024 presidential race, with multiple candidates openly dismissing it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat presidential candidate, said climate change is being used to control us through fear. Bravo. He said, freedom and free markets are a much better way to stop pollution. Polluters make themselves rich by making the public pay for the damage they do. And Vivek Ramaswamy said in the 2024 presidential debate, he called climate change a hoax. He said, the reality is the anti-carbon agenda is a wet blanket on our economy, and so the reality is more people are dying of bad climate change policies than they are of actual climate change. This, folks, is interesting. Of course, you are not going to hear anything about this group, the Global Climate Intelligence Group, Clintel, the Global Climate Intelligence Group. But you can certainly check them out. There's a PDF that you can find at clintel.org. That is C-L-I-N-T-E-L.org. Check them out. Because if you get this information and you could download their PDF and share it with your friends and family and read it yourself, so when you've got upcoming holidays and Thanksgiving's going to be here before you know it, you can be armed with true, real science. While Joe Biden is cracking down on your gas ranges and your incandescent light bulbs and ceiling fans, apparently, ceiling fans, you can fight back. All right, everybody, have a great evening. I'll be back again soon for Joe. Joe will be back tomorrow night. Hope you all have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. My goodness, here already. And we'll be speaking next month. For everybody at Real Side Radio, cheers.